May 29, 2020. I feel changed. I feel transformed. Anthropologist Charlotte Brives talks about the hybridization of organisms. With the virus, we can take millions of forms. As Charlotte Brives wrote in her article, the virus reveals power relations, violence, inequalities, but the virus does not generate them. The virus has no intention, no goals, no plans. The virus has no desire, no future. Post-human. It is a post-human virus. No emotions. No remorse. No empathy. A virus of death. Okay. Is this virus really the opposite of human reality? Nancy Catherine Hales, in another article, has shown the difference between the evolutionary strategies of humans and COVID-19. These strategies seem to be opposing. On the one hand, humans have evolved towards increased cognitive complexity. Humans have developed an extensive set of tools to find better ways of doing things. They have developed language, with associated changes in the brain and body. They have become the leaders of the planet, with an abundance of scientific knowledge. It is hard to believe that humans still have so little regard for the living. Humans have developed social structures. Is the human body designed to be a place of protection for the human psyche? Humans have increased their abilities with advanced technologies, including artificial intelligence. This, coupled with the growing influence of science, has created a world that is a paradise for humanity. A paradise. Really? Well, for a few, maybe. The COVID-19, on the other hand, has evolved towards greater simplicity. COVID-19 reproduces by hijacking the code of other species. By losing part of the code in its genome, COVID-19 can replicate at increased speed. Ironically, by having the longest code among other species, humans are totally vulnerable to COVID-19. And this needs to be thought. Not only are humans dependent on other species, they are also dependent on viruses. Viruses played a role in the emergence of life on Earth. And viruses continue to play a role in human reproduction. Viruses and humans sometimes cooperate. They can be partners. They can be part of each other. Does not that change the way I see myself in this world?